This is Paying Off Debt Without Shame, written by Augustin Reyes, read for you by Paul Brennan. Introduction. The first call I made on the first day of my first real job was to a woman in Albuquerque who was 3 months behind on a Sears card. I was 22. I had a headset, a script, and a cubicle with a calendar from the previous year still pinned to the carpet wall. The script told me to say her name, identify myself as a representative of the agency, and inform her that the call was an attempt to collect a debt. After that, I was supposed to ask when she could pay. If she said she couldn't, I was supposed to ask why not. If she gave a reason, I was supposed to push back on it. There was a flowchart taped above my monitor. I followed it. Her name was Vivian. She picked up on the fourth ring. And when I said the name of the agency, she started crying. Not loudly. Quietly, the way a person cries when they have been crying off and on for weeks and they are no longer surprised by it. She said her husband had been laid off in September. She said her son's school clothes had taken her last $100. She said she would pay. She really would. She just needed a little time. She said she was sorry. She said she was sorry maybe 6 times in the first 3 minutes of the call. I was supposed to push back. I did not. I told her I'd note her account, and I hung up. My supervisor came over within about 90 seconds. He was holding a printout of the call log. He explained, calmly and without raising his voice, that I had done my job wrong. He explained that people who say they cannot pay almost always can pay something, and that my job was to find that something. He told me to call her back. I told him I would not. He said, fine, somebody else would. He walked away. The next day, I came in and called the next name on my list. I did this for 14 months. I tell you this story because I want you to know who is writing this book. I am not a finance professor. I am not somebody who has been good with money since childhood. I am a man who spent 14 months as a collections agent in his early 20s, and another 27 years afterward trying to be on the other side of that headset. I have sat across from thousands of people who were in debt. I have seen what shame does to a household budget. I have watched what happens to people when somebody finally tells them, look, this is not your fault the way you think it is. And even if some of it is your fault, the question we actually have to answer is what we do next. That's what this book is for. We're going to answer the question of what to do next. I want to say something about shame right at the front, because shame is the reason most debt books don't work for the people who actually need them. If you are in significant debt right now, you have almost certainly been told, in dozens of small ways and a few large ones, that the reason you are in debt is that you are a bad person. You spend too much. You eat out too often. You haven't budgeted. You don't have discipline. You don't have a vision. You have a scarcity mindset. You bought a coffee instead of saving it. You shouldn't have gone on that trip. You shouldn't have had that wedding. You shouldn't have used the credit card for groceries. Most of this messaging comes from people who have never been in real debt, or who got out of debt under conditions that no longer exist for most working adults. Some of it is well-meaning. Most of it is useless. The useful thing to know is this. The math of debt and the morality of debt are two completely separate problems. The math is solvable. The morality is mostly a distraction invented by people who would like to feel better about their own financial luck. We are going to spend almost no time on the morality in this book. We are going to spend a great deal of time on the math. I want to tell you a second thing about shame, which is what it does to your actual ability to handle the debt. When you feel shame about money, you stop looking at it. You stop opening the envelopes. You stop logging in. You let the calls go to voicemail. You round up when somebody asks how much you owe, or you round way down depending on who's asking. You decide a thing is too embarrassing to bring to a counselor or a partner or a parent. And so the thing sits there, getting worse, while you carry the weight of it alone. Shame is not a neutral emotion. Shame is a financial multiplier. Every month, you cannot bring yourself to look at the actual numbers. Those numbers are quietly compounding against you. The longer you avoid, the worse the math gets, which means the more shame you feel, which means the longer you avoid. I have watched this loop destroy households. I have watched it ruin marriages. I have watched it cost people years of their working lives. The only way out of that loop is to look. Just look. Open the